Markazan Hornets football team is onto the playoffs as a 2 seed, and they host Belleville for a level 1 battle on their home field. Let's bring in head coach of the Eastern Suburban Champs, that is John Dunleavy. Coach, before we get to postseason talk, our crew is out there in Markazan. You jumped on the postgame show, which we appreciate, and I could hear the joy in your voice. I could see the joy on your face. What did that win over Cambridge mean to you, mean to this group? And as a follow-up, how long do you allow yourself to enjoy that before shifting over to playoff mode?
Pretty special night for that group of kids. You know, they've been through a lot the last 3 years. We were, took a beating for a couple of years there.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot of convincing to keep these kids to stick with football, you know. And I don't think any one of them would regret it anymore. I'm not sure we thought we could do what we did. It was, like I said, it was special. Those kids, they earned it. They bought into what we thought we had to do to be a successful team, and couldn't ask for a better group of kids. So, yeah, it was an awesome night and an awesome way to cap off a good regular season. To the second point, though, we told those kids to enjoy it over the weekend. They should. They earned it. You got to celebrate some successes when they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a little bit of film work on Monday like we always do, and kind of had a few highlights there to look at from that game and how exciting it was. And I said, all right, now we got to flip it, because that journey's over, and now we got to talk about the next one. And we'll have plenty of time to reminisce and talk about that, but we got to refocus on what's ahead now. And that's Belleville this week, and that's a good football team coming here to Markazan.
Absolutely. Before looking ahead to Belleville, you're through Eastern Suburban play. You came out on top undefeated, 9-0 in the regular season, undefeated in conference play as well. Coach, how does the style of play and the brand of that conference prepare you guys for the playoffs and a journey that does start with Belleville this week?
The conference we're coming from, the way things kind of shook out this year, there's a lot of similarities between the way some teams play in our league versus Belleville. So I think the way our style of play is probably unique compared to most. So I think that helps us. You know, not a lot of teams are willing to do what we do and kind of grind games out the way we do on the ground. And I think we're comfortable in who we are. So that does help us. And I think, you know, some of the teams that we play against is very comparable to some playoff opponents that we're going to get here coming up. So hopefully, maybe starting with Belleville this week. But I think we're absolutely prepared for what's ahead. And it's not going to be easy. We know that.
You mentioned your style of play. We discussed the weather a bit in our conversation last week before the conference finale that ended up being a championship for your group. And it does finally feel like late season football weather out there. We're getting in the 40s, 50s, getting more brisk, getting some rain. When it comes to having your eyes set on a deep postseason run, what does being able to run the football at as high of a level as you guys do for teams with those aspirations?
I think running the football always travels, no matter what the weather brings, no matter where you are. If you can run the football successfully, you're always going to be in football games. You know, stop the run, run the ball. That's just something we believe in here. You're going to have a chance. I'm not saying you're going to win, but you're going to, you know, when the weather turns, nobody can control that. We've been on the end of it where we have in the past thrown the ball a little bit, and I feel like we've lost to teams that we shouldn't have lost to because of our style of play, and it was all due to Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost to teams probably more relatable to what we're doing right now, where the weather can certainly help us, what we do, because it's not going to affect anything that we do. So that's a good thing. I'm not sure we're going to get that help this week, but it is going to be cooler. That kind of can help, I think, a little bit. So we'll see what happens.
The playoff structure changed this year. Teams are being rewarded more for the teams that they beat in an algorithm-based system now. Last season, an 8-seeded Belleville went on a run to level 3 and actually played past a couple of Eastern Suburban teams, Cambridge and then Marshall in level 2. Coach, how much has this group talked about seedings and the fact that when the whistle blows and play starts, they really don't matter because they're playing to continue their season too?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly been whispered around. You know, I've heard that before from certain people where, yeah, Belleville happened to beat a 9-0 conference champ Cambridge last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact, right? They beat Marshall last year in round 2. So they definitely had their success against our conference teams in the past. I think we're a little different than them. You know, I think last year the weather, again, it got cold. It got a little crappier.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge threw the ball a lot. I think that's one thing that we can always hang our hat on, that isn't something that should happen to us in a way. I mean, we have to take care of the football. We have to play well. We have to do all those things, right? Every football team does. And like you said, it's the playoffs. Everybody's good. Everybody's earned their way to get here. The seeds, you can almost throw them out the window. Who cares? We have to show up, and we have to play a quality football game against a really good football team. And every game is standalone, and we have to do what we have to do to try to be successful in this game. And I think we have a good game plan going into it. Will we execute it? I mean, time is going to tell.
I'd love to hear it. Well, for Belleville, they like to throw the ball around a little bit, almost 1,000 passing yards, and their leading receiver accounts for about 70% of that receiving output. How do you game plan, Coach, for somebody like Cooper while still keeping their other weapons honest as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game right there. Right? They've got a really good standout wide receiver in Cooper Nemec. And, yeah, we're going to be challenged trying to slow him down a little bit. We're going to, you know, you try to run your stuff as best you can, but you're going to absolutely have to know where number 8 is. They move him around enough to keep you honest where he's in the slot, he's out wide, he's, you know, he does different things. He's kind of a wing back at times in their offense, but they do move him around. So we're going to have to pay special attention, do a really good job communicating to know where he is. And he's not the only one. I still think they like, at the end of the day, to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to hang their hat on their running game, too. I think that's something that's ingrained in how they've done things in the past. This season as well, they have a really good quarterback who I think is a hard runner that we have to be aware of him. They've got multiple running backs that they're going to cycle in and out. I think that their number one running back is potentially out for injury right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if he's going to play or not play. I guess time will tell. We're prepared for him, but we're also prepared for whoever else shows up. They've got a really good line, offensive line, defensive line. I think those guys are physical up front. We're going to have our hands full both sides of the ball against these guys.
If you had to pick one emphasis in practice this week, I know it's tough. You're probably spinning in a ton of different directions preparing for a team like Belleville, but is it those trench battles? Is it containing their main skill position player? What's the one big emphasis that you've been nailing home in practice so far this week?
I think we have to win the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think winning the line of scrimmage is going to give you the best chance for even limiting number 8. Yeah, he's out on the perimeter, but if you can win the line of scrimmage and you can get some pressure on the quarterback, that's going to make it a lot harder to get the ball to number 8. So that's probably our number one thing is winning up front and finding ways to get some pressure on the quarterback is going to be our key on defense to being successful.
Absolutely. We'll round out with this, Coach, and thank you so much for the time as always. What has this fan base meant to you? You're guaranteed at least one playoff game in front of them, but when it pertains to meeting these kids' families, getting to know alumni from past football teams, and going 9-0 in front of them thus far, what has their support meant to you and meant to this group this year in 2025?
Well, I think our fans have been fantastic. I've heard from some community members at the last game against Cambridge that it might have been, as far as the Marquezan crowd, one of the biggest crowds they've seen in the last 10 to 15 years at a home game. Loudest maybe as well. So, I mean, to get that support, I mean, I was getting hugs after the game from people I don't even think I knew who they were. And in a small town like Marquezan that you don't know who they are, you're like, ah, that's kind of hard to come by. So you know there's a lot of people who are turning out for the game. To have the support and the backing from family, friends, community, everything, it's been fantastic. It's really, it helps the team too, just the energy that we get from our crowd. Hopefully we can keep it going this week as well, but it's been a good feeling, you know? I mean, nobody's going to say it isn't, right? It's been really nice to have that support.
I was just about to say, I would expect when I'm watching the game on Daily Dodge TV, and those out there can as well, if they're not able to make it, those stands are going to look pretty full for a level one playoff game at home in front of that Marquezan Hornets community. Coach Dunleavy, thank you so much for the time as always. Best of luck against Belleville, and we'll catch up with you soon here.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks, Corey.
That was John Dunleavy, head coach of the Marquezan Hornets football team. It is Marquezan hosting Belleville for a level one battle. Playoff football is coming your way on Daily Dodge TV. Reporting for 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.